Good Wednesday afternoon, and welcome to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Deborah Smith, the executive director of the Newbury Opera House. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Newbury, South Carolina. It's the executive director, Deborah Smith. How are you doing today?
Wow, I had the most wonderful trip and all that way. 30 miles, maybe?
30 miles.
Maybe 36.
That's right. It's really a short trip, isn't it?
Oh, it's a very short trip, as long as they aren't doing road construction. The road construction guys are... I guess they were on break and forgot to take down the stop sign. I'm not quite sure. No, I love you guys, but it's going to be a beautiful road before we get back.
Wow. So they're widening the road going to Newbury?
I think they're actually putting in pipes of some sort.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't stop and ask.
But, you know, on Saturdays and Sundays, they're not working.
No, they're not, and they're not working after 3 o'clock.
So
that means it is a smooth shot from Greenwood to Newbury. it's a beautiful day out there, Ian.
Isn't it beautiful?
The clouds are so pretty. That it makes you look like, it makes it seem like something is coming. You know, there are those high, wispy stratospheric.
I think it's a cold front, actually, is coming in.
That's what I had heard, which won't be too shabby at all.
Absolutely. It's going to be great, particularly with football coming up this weekend. Can't be better.
Well, I always think of football as being cool weather.
Yeah.
It should be, because I can remember going to many a Yale-Harvard game where in the snow.
Yeah.
It was, you know, I mean, there was snow up there all the time, particularly on big football games. Then it would go away.
Sure.
You know, nothing the kids could play with, but there was always football and there was always snow.
You're right.
And
you're
it was
right.
Cold and miserable.
That's
usually,
why you moved south, right?
Usually my team was getting creamed.
Which made it worse, right?
Of course. I mean, had we been winning, it would have been fine. But you know how that goes.
Yeah, you get a little cold when you're not winning.
Oh, it's awful. But all of a sudden, when you get a new touchdown, the sun comes out.
Yes, that's
regardless.
True. Well, listen, it's been a year since we've seen you.
Way too long.
Way too long.
And every time I come here, your shop changes and looks more beautiful. I saw a little gold clock out there I adored. I saw more art. Really, Sharp Facets is looking very, very good these days.
Very sharp?
Very sharp. Very sharp. And by the way, I am your friend on Facebook.
Great.
And I love getting all of those little notices saying you're doing a special or, you know,
right.
It really is fun. Makes me want to...
Make the drive?
Well, even more than that, go out and engage and get engaged and find somebody to buy me a big diamond like the ones you've been talking at.
I'd like that, Deborah. That would be pretty cool. Well, listen, you have a new season coming up this year, and it is, I mean, you have put together, I don't know if you know, but I have started a show on Saturday morning. It's called From Trash to Treasures Along a Country Road, and we are featuring classic country.
Oh, my word. How perfect.
It is perfect. And I look through your list here, and it's unbelievable.
It just happened that way, that we were having classic country. It
yeah.
really is. Now, I do have to make one announcement that Loretta has postponed her Loretta Lynn, one of our biggest shows, has
right.
not quite recovered from her knee surgery. And she's been canceling postponing, because we have another date for her. But she has pushed it back a little ways. But Loretta Lynn is one of our big stars, and she's coming, which is very exciting. And then we have Travis Tritt, and we have Jeannie Seeley,
We featured her on one of our Saturday mornings, so she is a great singer. I also want to tell you, on Loretta Lynn, she did a song called A Letter to Uncle Sam.
Yes, yes.
And we played that on Saturday. We had the wall
perfect.
That heals, the Vietnam Wall was here.
I read about that. That is I really want you to tell me about that, but I'm sure you've told your audiences about that.
Right.
So I'll make you do it later, but that sounded fascinating.
It was fascinating, we broadcast from the Black Hawk that they brought in down there at Self Regional. They
Were you
had a
in
lot
the Black Hawk?
Absolutely.
Did they fly?
No, we didn't get off the ground, but I
darn.
Tell you what, it was pretty exciting, and
yes.
it was pretty awesome to see that come right in.
Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, exactly, right there at Self Regional Hospital.
That's what a Black Hawk means to me.
And then they also had a Huey at the ceremony Sunday evening for all the Vietnam vets and all our first responders and everything that they had fly over right there at Lander University and that very special wop, wop, wop noise that that makes. Yes.
Now, this leads into an awfully, what a good segue, and you didn't even know you were doing it. The Opera House has a brand new sound system, and one of the tests is that is the beginning of Miss Saigon.
Oh, my goodness.
Wop, 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 wop.
Yeah.
We can make the building shake.
Oh, my gosh. That's fabulous.
So cool. I mean, we can do so much more than we ever did before. We can share our concerts with the whole neighborhood now.
So you can sit outside
I don't think we're going to do it, but,
right.
you know,
you
when
could.
You get a new toy, our technical director has been trying it out, and he called me up and said, you've got to come hear this, and we did exactly that. We did the Huey,
It was
the wop, wop, wop.
Yep.
Right in as it came into Saigon, and it sounded, you wanted to duck.
Right.
You really wanted to duck.
Well, I know for a lot of Vietnam vets, that's a sound that they will never forget because
yes.
that was the one that brought stuff in and carried their buddies out. So pretty significant sound there.
Have you ever ridden in a helicopter yet?
No, I never have ridden in a helicopter.
Ah, okay. I've been in one when it just came in somebody's, when I was a kid, some little uncle, somebody's uncle, and I don't even remember who, had one of these little bubbles with no door.
Yeah.
And, you know, all clear glass or plastic or
right.
plexi or whatever it was. And we went straight up 400 or 500 feet and came right back to safely.
Yes.
It was the scariest. I mean, there I was. There was nothing.
Right.
I don't know. I'm a little off riding helicopters. That was enough.
Well, I know one of the comments one of our Vietnam vets made was that he flew Huey helicopters, and he said, and the Black Hawk is far superior because the whole front is closed in, whereas the helicopters, mm-hmm. the Hueys that flew, were all open plexiglass. And all the guys that flew them were always trying to protect their privates because they never knew when a shot might come through. And, you know, it was right there exposed.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why they do that.
Yeah.
You'd think it would be a lot nicer for whether or not you're in wartime.
Right.
Even in peacetime to have a shell around you if you're up in the air. You know, you never know when a bird's going to come. So,
That's true.
But, well, back to the season.
Yeah.
It's so easy to digress. You are a fascinating conversationalist, and we can just go anywhere.
Absolutely. But you have some great shows coming up. We're going to be talking some about this country. But, in fact, we are right here to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be breaking this out, talking about all the different things going on at the Newbury Opera House. I think, Deborah, you've outdone yourself with the season this year.
Well, I've also brought some goodies that we can give away.
Absolutely. That sounds great. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
You're listening to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Deborah Smith, the executive director of the Newbury Opera House. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Conversation. We're already having a fascinating conversation, but I do want you to know what the price of gold is right now. It's over $1,800. But we, of course, want to give it to you exact, and we want you to know that you can come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Last time I checked, it was about $1,818, so down a little bit. You don't want it to fall below that $1,800. So if you've got gold, if you've got silver, if you've got diamonds, make sure you come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Actually, right now, gold is at almost $1,820, and silver is at $40.77. So it's in a good place. So come see us today. You know, we ship every day right here because we don't know what the market's going to do tomorrow. So if you've got gold, if you've got silver, hey, if you want to be going to some of these shows down there at the Newbury Opera House and you're going to need a little extra cash, come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. You'll be glad you did because we pay for those little diamonds. We pay for those bigger diamonds. and we pay when it's in good condition, we pay more than, of course, when it's in scrap condition. But, of course, we pay the most. Come check it out yourself. Give us a call, 229-6613. If you've got any questions, we'll be here all day till 6 o'clock. But we need to get back and talk about, we need to talk about the shows coming up. Let's see, this coming Friday, you've got Jerry Butler. What'd you tell me?
Jerry Butler, the Iceman cometh to Newberry. Even in this weather, he's going to come, and he's going to melt a lot of hearts.
Is it sold out?
Oh, it has been sold out ever since we announced it.
Two shows
before the brochure hit sold out. Jerry Butler and Delbert McClinton. This is the first time for both of them, and people were very anxious to hear. I mean, Jerry Butler is such a classic, and he fits the demographic of the Opera House so well. People love rhythm, blues, beach, whatever you call him. They love his songs.
Sure.
And he's coming, and everybody's real excited, and everybody's calling, but don't call. There are lots of other good ones to come to. One of the next one that follows Jerry is Satisfaction's A Tribute to the Rolling Stones. And Rolling Stone magazine called it the best tribute band out there.
Wow.
Which is
because, you know, sometimes you can get one that's not good.
Sometimes you get the Backyard Garage, but not at the Opera House. We check Rolling Stone to make sure that they're top quality. And actually, the way I book is really not even by reviews, but by talking to my peers who have booked people before.
Mm-hmm.
And that if they sell out, if they rave, then I know you have a good show on your hands. So this is one of those raves. And if you want satisfaction after a show,
right,
you come on down.
If you want satisfaction after the show, what are we talking about?
Anything we got. Never mind. Newberry is a very friendly, open town
with wonderful
restaurants, great hotels, and let's see. So, hey, you get off of your cloud and come on down to Newberry.
That's right. Satisfaction. You know, I can remember being out at a dorm room at 2 o'clock in the morning going, yeah. Woo! That's right.
Well, you see, you had more fun than I did. I can remember, as my work study, I ran a snack bar, and I can remember listening to Hey You Get Off of My Cloud at 2 a.m. when I was closing up the snack bar. Golly, you had a better classroom.
I like to get out there and enjoy life. You know, I had gone to prep school,
mm-hmm.
and I had been very much deprived of real life.
Ah.
So when I went to college, I had to experience it all in a very short period of time, Deborah.
Well, I went to an inner-city school with a graduating class of 1,000, and I was ready for a little peace and quiet.
I missed all that,
yeah.
So that's why I was out at all hours of the night doing a class, doing party, hitching here, hitching there, back in the days where you could do stuff like
yeah.
that. You know, it is such a shame that we really can't do some of the stuff we did back then.
Oh, no. I mean, when I drove across country between high school and college, and people hitchhiked all the time. And they were good people. I mean, it wasn't
didn't
worry.
Yeah.
And in Europe, everybody hitchhiked. I mean, that was now no place to do that.
I know. And it's a shame
that the world
has changed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it has in many, many ways. I think last weekend brought that home more than anything else to me.
Absolutely.
It changed in the last 10 years. But the Opera House doesn't change. It continues to present good shows.
And now they've got a new sound system. And you already had a great sound system. I mean, there is not a bad seat in the Opera House.
There is not. I mean, no seat is more than 70 feet away from the stage.
Right.
I mean, if you have when Michael Bolton sings, he's singing to you.
Right. Yeah, you had him there last year.
He was there last year. Uh-huh. We'll bring him back again next year. He was a charmer. And he was one of those people that sent two buses in ahead of him. His tech crew and his prep crew spent the whole day getting ready, and then he flew in with his little Gulfstream to Newberry, and we picked him up, and then he flew away.
Absolutely.
You get a few people like that actually send their crew in advance, but most of them come by the bus. And,
right, and you have so many that you said they love to come because they y'all go all out and feed them good food and take care of them in every way. And you've got some people that come back year after year just because they know the treatment they're going to get at the Newbury Opera House.
The Oak Ridge Boys call me when they're ready to come, when they have the date. They wait for Myrtle Beach because Myrtle Beach has the Alabama Theater,
right,
that books them all the time, that has a 2,400 seats, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then that, so they get full fee.
Right.
And then they say, okay, we'll do Newbury on Sunday. I mean, I don't even have to ask anymore. They just call and tell me what my date is, and I say, great. That was actually how Loretta Lynn came. She is much more expensive than 400 seats can really support.
Right.
But she had heard about us. Her sister had,
wow.
Yes. You
get word of mouth.
Any society, any group of businesses, or anything you do has a small circle. It really, I'm sure,
sure.
The jewelry store business has a very small circle, as do performing arts, and people talk. And if they like the green peas and ham hocks and smoked ham and
all that good
and gravy,
good something cooking,
they come back.
Sure.
And they enjoy Newbury. I know the Lettermen always come because they want. Well, they come for lots of reasons. But the minute they get off the bus, they run up to Anderson's Shoes and buy a pair of shoes that they can only get there. And Eddie stocks a variety of that size for one of the Lettermen. I mean, it's very cool. You get. And Pam Tillis, who was coming in just a little bit, went to Stephen W.'s restaurant and met Renee, who is Stephen W.'s is one of our fine restaurants, and Renee is his wife, who actually doesn't spend much time in the restaurant, works in Columbia, and, is only there. But she met Pam Tillis. They exchanged recipes 5 years ago. They are still best of friends. They have become closer and closer. They trade recipes. That's what happens when it's a little bit more reachable.
It's a sense of community.
Very definitely a sense of community, as I'm sure Greenwood is.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
We small southern towns are hospitable and friendly and good places to be.
Absolutely. And, it is just so fantastic what you have put together here. You know, you've got coming up this month, well, we talked about Jeannie Seeley. She's going to be there on the 23rd. And, of course, we had actually featured her on one of her. We're going to have to feature her again because that'll be coming up. We'll play some of her music the week before.
And I might be able to provide a pair of tickets for her. I did not bring those along, but had I known you were doing a Jeannie Seeley program.
Yes, absolutely. So we'll be getting some tickets from down there at the Newbury Opera House. You know, Friday is Giveaway Friday. So we'll be, I think you brought us some tickets to Satisfaction, the International Rolling Stones tribute.
I did. I brought you four.
Four tickets.
So that you can have a party.
We can have a party right here. Yes, we can have the pre-party right here. Okay. Well, we're going to be giving those away on Friday for next Wednesday's performance. So that is just too cool. We've got some other tickets we're going to talk about, and we've got a lot of great stuff going on. You know, Maurice Williams, I mean, you just bring them all in here.
Maurice called us, too.
Did he?
Maurice loves to come down and start his season. And he says, okay, Miss Deborah. Oh, I love it. I mean, you pick up the phone and I love my job. There's Maurice Williams. Maurice Williams on the other end of the phone. Hello, Miss Deborah. I love it.
Can we schedule a date? Yes. Okay. And you said, yes, can I schedule a date? Oh, you mean you want to play?
Oh, you want that kind of a date. All right. But, I mean, yeah, and he loves it. And, of course, his people love it. He just has such a following, and they all stay with him.
Sure.
They're all little darlings to him.
Yeah. Well, that is terrific. Now, that, of course, is coming up on the 25th, which is a Sunday, 3 p.m., just one performance?
Yes, just one performance.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I love Maurice, but it gets harder and harder to do two performances when you get over 50.
Yeah, that's true. That's mm-hmm. true. I was surprised when you had Brenda Lee. She did two performances that year we saw her, and what a show she did when she was there.
She is small, and you are petite.
Right.
She is petiter.
She is petiter, yes, that's right. In fact, I talked to her. We interviewed her and played it on the radio, our interview, and she can still bend over and get really short.
Oh.
You know, when she's on that stage and she bends over, I've got some pictures of her. Oh, yeah, just phenomenal.
She is a fabulous woman, too, and she was born in Augusta.
Yes.
Right. So she's one of us.
Yes, that's right. That's
adopted
right.
or not.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, but we're going to be talking about more of the shows coming up. This is now, Deborah, if somebody wants to check out the schedule, where do they go to check it out?
www.newberryoperahouse.com. N-E-W-B-E-R-R-Y. Opera, O-P-E-R-A, not O-P-R-Y, even though occasionally you see that in our advertisements. So NewberryOperaHouse.com, the same way your English teacher taught you to spell all of those words in the third grade.
All right. Well, we're going to hear a word from South Carolina News, then we'll be back. Don't you go away. Hey, if you've got a question for Deborah, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a lot more of the shows here. It's unbelievable. Don't you go away.
Goodbye, gray sky. Hello, blue.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Monday, happy days.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Deborah Smith, the executive director of the Newberry Opera House. Now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Having a good time. Gosh, the conversation has been moving fast across a lot of different subjects here. You know, we're going to be talking about the schedule here. You know, you cannot miss out on some of these shows. Now, I do believe, Deborah, that you have, like, a country season ticket and you have different types of season
Absolutely.
Tickets.
Absolutely. We have a whole series that you can buy. Of course, you can buy everything,
sure.
all for one. But very few people do unless they want to live. They live in Newberry and then a couple of industries and do buy that. But we have a baby boomer series with the music of the Stones, B.J. Thomas, the Eagles, the Highwaymen is a cool act. Waylon Willie and Johnny Cash.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's essentially and the authentic Jefferson Starship is coming. Now, when you start, we were talking about some of these performers, it's amazing how you and I don't get old and they do.
Right.
But that's another. But the Jefferson. You know, we all know the history of Jefferson. It went from Jefferson Airplane to Grace Slick to
right.
Jefferson Airplane without Grace Slick, then to Jefferson Starship. And we do have one of the original members of way back, the airplane
right.
coming. So that's cool. Then we have a fabulous bluegrass series. Really, anybody you can ask for. The Graskills, Doyle Lawson, Doc Watson, Ricky Skaggs, and Steep Canyon Rangers. Steep Canyon Rangers is a new grass group. They're the ones that play with Steve Martin. And, that's so cool. And then, of course, we have Beach Rhythm and Blues, Delbert McClinton, Maurice Williams, The Temptations, as we said, Otis is still with them, and then the Buckinghams. And then, let me go back to Broadway. Broadway is really cool. Then we have a family series where we're bringing in a Russian dance company, Civil War Voices, which is a wonderful play that features letters from everybody.
Wow.
From slaves, from Confederates, from Northerners, from wives, from sea captains running blockades. You know, I mean, it is so interesting. And they have dramatized it, and they have put background music from the period there.
Wow.
But it is essentially letters, poignant, moving, very telling letters from
all
different perspectives. Then we you say that so well. No wonder you're in the business. Then we have the big band series, and
right.
that's always a favorite. Guy Lombardo, Artie Shaw, Glenn Miller, and then, of course, the New Year's Eve big band. Then a classical series, the popular series, the Letterman, the Four Freshmen, Vienna Choir Boys, and Jim Brickman, who is such a heartthrob. Folk series, Chad and Jeremy, Arlo Guthrie, and Nancy Griffith. Can't get much better than that.
You can't get much better folk than that.
They're good folk. You opened that up for me. Country is just, as you said, really pretty amazing. Loretta Lynn, Travis Tritt, Ray Price, the Oak Ridge Boys, and Pam Tillis.
Yep.
I mean, that's, when you think about country, the older country, with Travis Tritt thrown in just for fun.
Sure.
And then Broadway. We have a huge Broadway series. And the first one is The Wizard of Oz coming up. And this is not The Wiz. This is the Judy Garland.
The traditional one.
Then Ain't Misbehavin', which is just so much fun, so much great music. Always Patsy Cline, A Christmas Carol, which is the one based on Dickens, of course. Stand By Your Man, guess who that is?
Who is it? Tammy Wynette?
You got it. And then, this one is for mature audiences only.
Okay.
Yes. Burlesque to Broadway.
Oh, now that one sounds interesting. What's that one about?
It is The Roots of Broadway.
The
big shows started with burlesque. You think of Gypsy Rose Lee, and she went from, you know, being...
She was a performer.
What was it Sarah Palin said? Poles are only for strippers and... Never mind.
Yeah.
But, she was a performer.
Yeah.
And she had lights. And she wound up toward the end having sets and stuff. And,
right.
And that was the beginnings of Broadway. And the music took. It was not just stripping. It was good songs, good band, and production.
Absolutely.
That made people want to see it. And I've got to admit that when we started renovating the Opera House, you know, we did have the classy people come in early. We had the Barrymores and Theda Bara and all that. But the only posters that I found were of rows of little ladies kicking high. So that is part of all of our theater heritage.
Absolutely.
So this is going to be fun. It is going to trace the roots from burlesque to Broadway.
Ooh.
And we do say it's going to be a little risque.
A
little more skin than we usually show.
Ooh.
Not me personally, mind you. I wish I had a whole lot less skin, but that's a whole other story. But, so the Broadway is a lot of fun.
That's cool. Goes
all the way to June.
Wow. So that's going to be an excellent show. Lots of great shows. There is something for everybody.
And with the Broadway, one of the things you might think about is bring your church group. We have all these matinees. All of these shows have matinees. So the 3 o'clock show, it is so much fun to come to Newbury. You drive into Newbury about 10 o'clock. So you get up east, you know. And have a nice leisurely breakfast in Greenwood.
Mm-hmm.
Drive in. It'll take you about an hour. Start shopping? At 10 o'clock. And go right until noon when you eat. And then come see the show. And then go home tired and with the luggage compartment filled with goodies that you picked up. And what a day.
Absolutely.
What a fun day. And think about coming, particularly, now many of our shows have two performances, but particularly the Broadway, they all do.
They do great. Well, hey, we are here with Deborah Smith. And, of course, you know, we're talking about coming, the whole Newbury experience.
Yes.
So you've got some great restaurants down there.
Oh, Stephen W's is fabulous. Delamater's is fabulous. Cabana is great. The steaks at Cabana. Grill on Main, we have a new one called the Flying Pie. They do pizza and pasta.
Are the pies flying in the air?
You got it. Radio is wonderful, but you can't see me tossing things
right.
And dropping them on the floor.
Yes.
They have not invited me to come down and help with
their pizza. They haven't asked you to toss a pie?
No, they haven't. But it's a cool restaurant. They have folk singers on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, and it's the son of our mayor went off and somewhere found this cute little girl from outside of Seattle someplace.
Mm-hmm.
So she and married her and brought her back to Newbury where she started a restaurant at this Flying Pie, and it has that Northwest feel. Yeah, all sorts of artisan beers, craft beers, lots of things like that. Great music, and you never know exactly, and all open mics oftentimes.
Mm-hmm.
And the pasta, she has a Pacific pasta with salmon and lobster, the Northwestern, wonderful stuff.
Yeah, I bet she makes her own pasta, too.
Oh, yeah, makes her own pasta.
And
has the Copper River salmon flown in, and, you know, she does a good job. So that's a lot of fun.
That doesn't sound like anything we've heard about before.
No, I think it's come since the last year.
Right here, yeah.
And I think I have told you that I am probably one of the few art centers in the country that judges success by the number of pubs that spring up around us. Well, we got another one.
We got another pub? All right. We have the ultimate in success. You really do need to go and, go and experience it. Of course, you can go to NewberryOperaHouse.com.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. check that out, and I suppose you do have a link to the city and all the restaurants and all that stuff.
And also to Carter and Holmes. Don't forget the orchid. We have the third largest orchid grower in the country. And,
I didn't know that.
It is gorgeous. I mean, I have a black thumb.
Orchids, you're not supposed to do anything to.
Except kill them.
Well,
no.
Can you kill orchids?
I mean, very few people can.
Right.
Petunias are supposed to grow and grow and
right.
grow.
Yeah.
My front porch has two dead pots in it. But that's beside the point.
I
have
orchids?
A garden, but the orchids, you do want me to keep on the subject, don't you, Anne?
Well, I have so many people that love orchids, and
okay.
I didn't realize
yes.
that was actually down there.
It is gorgeous, and they are prize-winning. They win prize. They
and
are
they're open
top
to
orchids,
the public?
And they are open. They have 17 open greenhouses, and they will talk you through what I did not realize, that most orchids are cloned.
Mm-hmm.
You do so much cloning in these nurseries, and they develop exactly the orchid they want. And you should see the Deborah Smith.
Then we got a Deborah Smith orchid. Oh boy!
It would actually look. I don't know if your audience recognizes. You have very pastel colors.
Yes.
With red hair, and you've got a pink shirt on, and very fair skin. That's my orchid.
That's your orchid. Okay. All right.
Pink and white.
Pink and white. Hey, we are here with Deborah Smith. Now, what was the name of that place again?
Carter and Holmes.
Carter and Holmes.
If you have seen great orchids, odds are you know Carter and Holmes, or you've seen something from. They even ship to Hawaii. They clone.
They ship to Hawaii.
Yes.
Now that's interesting, isn't it?
They clone these little plants and get these exquisite blooms. And the cattleyas are the big orchids that you think of as getting when you're in high school for your
right.
prom. And then there's Phalaenopsis, which are these wonderful long stems with 15 or 20 blooms on them that are just beautiful. And they have so many. You have to brush up in your Latin if you're going to go there, because most of the orchids are named
except for the Deborah Smith.
Well, there are a few of them.
Yeah. Hey, we're here with Deborah Smith. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors. Don't you go away.
Tuesday, Wednesday, happy day.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of
this year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
You're listening to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Deborah Smith, the executive director of the Newberry Opera House. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
That's right. We are having a great time over here. In fact, it's hard to quit talking because we got so much going on that we are talking about right here. Coming up next Wednesday, the 21st, can you believe this month of September is almost passing us by?
Although some of the trees were turning, the younger trees, the little trees,
right.
had red leaves on them.
Wow.
It surprised me.
But it is next Wednesday, Satisfaction, the International Rolling Stones Tribute. You know I can't get any satisfaction. Come on out to the show. It's going to be fabulous. Oh, I tell you what, so many songs. That'll just make you feel like a young person again.
Oh, come on, Ann. We are
young.
We are young.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Yep.
But they'll be young in the show, right?
Oh,
yes.
As opposed to one of our shows that's coming up, we will not be asleep at the wheel if we go to Satisfaction.
That's right. So you got to come out for that one.
Yep.
That one is one night only. It is middle of the week, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Tickets are $30. I'm going to be giving away 4 tickets on Friday, giveaway Friday, so you want to make sure you tune into that and win these tickets. But it says dinner option available. Tell us a little bit about that.
You can go to Stephen W's, and for $35, I believe it is, you get a salad.
Mm-hmm.
You get an entree, a filet mignon.
A good entree, I guess.
Oh, a really good entree. His seafood or a pasta dish. You know, pretty much your choice. It will completely your choice. Dessert, a glass of wine, and some tea or coffee, which is inclusive, tax, tip, everything.
Wow!
So it's a fabulous deal. And he also will be particularly staying with you to make sure that you get out in time for the show.
No, that's important.
You know, which is very
important. Sure.
And it's a full, lovely dinner in a beautiful environment. And we alternate between Stephen W's and Delamater's. So we can tell you when you call to purchase this, which restaurant will you be at, but it could be one of the two. And you always, unless it's Sunday, get a glass of wine with your meal.
That's terrific. So make a plan to go there next Wednesday for Satisfaction, the International Rolling Stones tribute. And as you said, this is an excellent tribute group. You wouldn't do just...
No. No, I mean, when Rolling Stone magazine says this is the best, it really is. And they've been doing this for some 17 years.
Wow. So
this is a tiny hall. I mean, they do auditoria.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun. And then we have, we have gotten up to September.
Yeah, this is just September. And, I mean, the season really is just beginning.
Oh, yep. Absolutely. Truly, we have done our opening with a classical concert with Newberry musicians on Sunday. That is our traditional one. We have a little cocktail party afterwards because
mm-hmm.
I can give away wine on Sunday.
Can't sell it, but you can give it away.
Yes.
Excellent. I like the idea.
But you
have some wineries down there, too.
Oh, we have a new one. Oh, there's so much to tell you about Newberry. Ennery Winery.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful stuff. Oh, their first Scuppernong mm-hmm. wine came out. Now, most of their wines are sweet,
mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, a good dessert wine is a treasured thing.
Right.
And they tell me that as the grapes mature over years, they get more and more drier.
Right.
And so you wind up with a little drier. But
so it
right
changes
now,
every year.
It changes every year.
Mm-hmm.
And they have wine tastings. They have a beautiful... cave where they will show you the barrels, and then above it they have a second story with a balcony where you can overlook the vineyards.
Wow.
Yeah, you really feel like you're in Provence. It is wonderful. It's so pretty out there. And it's just off Dusty Road.
Just off Dusty Road.
That's
well,
the
there
name
you
of
go.
It.
Yeah.
But they're very good, and we will have them to serve at the Opera House. You have to ask especially for them. They're one of our house wines. So very sweet, very nice, and a treasure. We are so happy. We want more. We want lots of wineries. We want
amazing.
Lots of everything.
It's amazing that we can grow the grapes and everything and have good wineries here in South Carolina.
It surprises me. I thought you needed a little bit colder weather.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they're doing beautifully, and you have to just pick the grape. And this is not my field of expertise. Drinking is, but not not growing the grapes.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we're going to run out of time here. What else did you want to make sure that we all knew about here today, Deborah?
We have this wonderful place, Civil War Voices, coming up. Asleep at the Wheel. We do several art receptions during the year. Pam Tillis, Sam Bush, the National Dance Company of Dagestan, Russia. I mean, a great, great fun thing. The Wizard of Oz is coming. Doubt, a Parable, a very, very interesting play. Robert O'Keen. We do Elvis. Oh, we have a oh, don't let me forget either, October 1, Oktoberfest, when we go back to our German roots and drink beer and listen to Oompa bands. And then do a few other things like shop for artisans,
bread
crafts, and play. But Oktoberfest is just what you think it should be.
And when is that? That's October 1st?
It is the 1st of October.
And the hours
of
it?
It starts. Well, it starts about 9 o'clock, and I don't think the brewery's open
till
about.
They start the beer.
I think we start selling beer about 11.
That's respectable.
But the music continues all day long, and the craftsmen, about six blocks get closed off. and they are filled. And then, you know, not only do we have sauerbraten and bratwursts and Wiener Schnitzel and all of those good foods, you also have a little couple of barbecue places there that just seem to creep in somehow.
Right.
But, you know, it's a great deal of fun. And the Opera House Guild is sponsoring a beer garden. And you will see lots of husbands in lederhosen pouring the beer. And we have many, many authentic German brews. They have worked very hard all summer to get authentic German, good German.
Cool.
So, and then we keep going.
The Lettermen are going to be back again.
The Graskells, the Letterman, Doyle Lawson, and Quicksilver doing Christmas, an Irish Christmas, which is one of our all-time favorite things. Emil Pandolfi, a great pianist. B.J. Thomas. We have a party in Newbury, in downtown Newbury, Vintage Christmas on Friday, December 9th, when all the stores will give you little drinks and cookies and great deals. And then Chad and Jeremy, John Tesh is coming.
John Tesh is coming?
John Tesh
of Radio Fame?
Of Radio Fame. I thought you might like him. And he is doing a big band Christmas.
Oh, I love
and
it.
Has about 30, he's coming with about 30 friends. And that's going very, very fast.
I think I've heard on the radio he's talked about his big band that they're doing now. Yeah.
He's excited about it, and so are we, because this is his first time in Newbury. So that's big
that's
for us.
That's going to fill up the stage. 30.
That's going to fill up the stage, and believe me, it's going to fill up. If you want to come here, John Tesh, get your tickets now, because there won't be any later.
Wow.
Big band New Year's Eve, then Travis Tritt. I am serious. If you want your tickets, call today, because I bet in 2 weeks we won't have any Travis. And that's, we're talking January.
Wow.
Doc Watson, Glenn Miller. Of course we're doing an opera. We always love to do operas. And Rigoletto. I mean, Verdi's not too shabby.
No, that's true. So this is, you know, I don't know how you pull all this together, but you do an awesome job pulling all these artists together, bringing something for everyone. And I think that's what makes the Newbury Opera House so neat.
That is our goal, because, you know, Newbury only has 10,000 people, and we bring in 100,000 a year. So you don't expect them all to come to 10 shows each.
That's right.
You want something for everybody, and we really are a regional resource. The parking is free. It's easy to get here from Greenwood. It's easy to get here from almost anywhere, here meaning Newbury.
Right.
Great parking, great restaurants, and a great hotel within walking distance. We like to say, and particularly because I'm from the Northeast, you only have to park once and it's free. And that is unbelievable opportunity. I mean, Newbury is friendly. It is easy. It's very accessible. And it's a whole lot of fun to come to.
Absolutely, it is. Every time I'm there, I thoroughly enjoy it. I don't get down there enough because I just seem to be so busy. But, hey, make a plan to go there. It's NewburyOperaHouse.com. That's Newbury Opera House. And what's the telephone number, Deborah?
803-276-6264.
All right. We're not going away yet, but this is WLMA right here in Greenwood. We are here today. We've had a great conversation talking about everything under the sun that has to do with Newbury and its surrounding areas. Coming up next Wednesday, Satisfaction, the International Rolling Stones tribute. It is at 8 p.m. On Friday, we'll be giving away 4 tickets. If you don't score those tickets, hey, you got to pick up the phone and give them a call and go get a little satisfaction out of this world. Hey, you know what? That's one thing we all need right now, isn't it?
A little satisfaction.
Deborah Smith, it is always a pleasure to have you up here. Thanks so much for bringing some tickets. We're going to have to work out some more tickets, particularly with my Saturday morning show. Since we're doing this, this will be a lot of fun. And you know what? Halfway through the season, I think we need to have you back so we can talk about the next half.
You know, we haven't even gotten beyond the first. I'd love to come.
All right. That sounds great. We'll set that up. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Deborah, thanks so much for being here today.
Great pleasure, Ann. It always is.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye, everybody.